Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we are not experts.
Nay, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
It's true. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But we do ask that you remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts, and we really encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you'd like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can find everything we mention on every episode on our website at forever35podcast.com. We are on Twitter at forever35pod and Instagram at forever35podcast. And of course, there is the Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums. And there's also a Forever 35 community on Reddit. Boom.
Boom a boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Remember that song? Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room. Remember that song?
I thought it was boom, boom, boom. I want you in my room. Let's spend the night together from now until forever.
These are two different songs.
Really?
Yeah.
So, friends, welcome to the pajama episode.
Oh, boy.
We're just going to talk PJs for, you know, a good solid maybe half an hour. That's it.
That's all we got.
Although we have one question that's kind of like PJ adjacent, but I thought it was so cute. I thought it would be a fun question to start with. But, you know, a few months ago, we brought up pajamas and asked people, you know, to recommend some. And we got an overwhelming response. This is just going to be a recommendation episode.
People have a lot of thoughts about pajamas.
These are so many brands I've never even heard of, which made me feel like, do I need to now like focus the year on just like building out my pajama collection?
I mean, maybe.
Okay, we're gonna get into it. Okay, so let's just start by reading this listener question, which again is sleeping related, but it was just so precious. Here's what they asked: do you think/know if sleeping with your pet impacts breakouts? I sleep with my dog, who is like a teddy bear with a heartbeat. He's a little spoon right up against my chin and pillow. The answer won't change if I allow him in my bed, but maybe I could be motivated to wash my sheets more often. Just curious.
Wow. I've never considered this question. Have you?
I haven't, but I will say I love sleeping with my animals. I slept with my cat, who's no longer alive, like Big Spoon, Little Spoon. And I would like just little, she would get in bed with me every night and I would just like spoon her like a stuffed animal. And then our dog sleeps with us like under the covers when she's cold. And I love, like I would sleep with any animal. It's the best feeling, I think. So I don't think it impacts breakouts unless you have an allergy to, I mean, I was a little allergic to my cat, but that manifested like in my eyes and nose. So I'm not sure how animal dandruff or allergies or fur or whatever affects skin.
Right. I don't either. I would love to hear an expert weigh in on this.
Yeah, we need like a veterinarian dermatologist to call in here.
I think those exist.
Do they?
I think so. Like a pet dermatologist?
I don't know. Are you out there, pet derms?
Holler at us.
Holler at us. But I think, like, if you're not having an issue, just like get your dog in there and spoon it up.
Yeah. I mean, I personally do not enjoy sleeping with animals, but if that is what works for you, by all means.
Yeah. If that's your self-care.
Totally.
You get in there. All right. Now we are going to transition to PJs.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Can I just say, says this email, that I'm so happy you covered the topic of pajamas. As a 35-year-old woman, I feel like I should have a, quote, put-together look for bedtime. It's a simple pleasure that makes me feel good. I nearly spit out my coffee when Dory recommended the Stars Above brand from Target, because here I am typing this while wearing my Stars Above pajamas. I love them. In fact, they're on my Christmas list. Super soft, great waistband, stretchy, and the price is right, under $20. These are a true treat. Kate, though my Stars Above pants are an open leg, I do prefer a tapered pajama pant. A tapered pant helps prevent them from riding up and keep my legs warm. I feel like an open pant sometimes lets cool air in, and I prefer a warm, cozy pant for cold Chicago nights. All this to say, I side with Kate on a tapered leg for the reasons mentioned above, but I'm willing to put the issues aside because the Stars Above pajamas are where it's at. I'm glad we covered this important topic. Love you. Care about you. Keep your head up.
So I actually have, I realize I have something to add to this pajamas conversation because Matt got me a pair of pajamas for Christmas.
From where?
From J. Crew.
Oh, okay. Go on.
They're like a waffle jersey weave kind of situation.
Do they have like a tight bottom of the pant as I like?
It's not, I mean, they're not tight, but they're more like a jogger. They're not like a
cute,
a wide open leg. And then the top is like a Henley, a long sleeve Henley.
That sounds cozy.
They're really cozy. I really like them.
I like, you know, a waffle knit is a really nice texture for slumber.
It is. And I feel like I never personally purchase it, but it's really nice.
Now, I want to chime in and say I purchased a pair of Stars Above pajamas.
Oh, which ones did you buy?
Well, I put them on and my husband came out and was like, why are you dressed like a leopard? Because they are head to toe animal print. And it is a very like, none of my pajamas are ever like neutral. I feel like that I really express myself in my PJs. So
amazing.
They are the Woman's Animal Print Cozy Long Sleeve Top and Legging Pajama Set by Stars Above in an animal print. I believe I wear a large. And the leg tapers, which I like, so it's legging-esque. But I got to say, because I'm so tall, they're kind of like a pedal pusher, as my mom would say. So they're not... They're very soft. Like, I don't understand what they're made of. It's like silky soft. But they're a little short. And also I find like the butt expanse is a little short. But I like the feeling of a Stars Above. I'm into them.
Yeah, I feel like they're like a very well priced alternative to a lot of more expensive pajama brands.
Oh, so. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's a fancier pajama recommendation. Okay. Listening tonight from London, UK, and I had to pause the pod. I'm writing for the listener inquiring about pajamas. I'm literally fresh from months of hesitating, browsing, searching. My own pajamas were at least 7 years old, and having bought nothing since the start of the pandemic, I decided to treat myself. I 100% recommend these as the best PJs ever. Petit Bateau 100% cotton pajamas. Matching sets come in red and white with heart prints. The softest ever fabric that really feels premium, cozy, and so, so soft. They cost me around $65 and are absolutely worth every cent. I doubt this will get mentioned. Oh. But if you're PJ wrecking, these are a must. Okay, well, joke's on you. They got mentioned. Dory.
Mm-hmm.
Petit Bateau is a French brand that I bought one tiny shirt for my child in it on a super sale because it was like very aspirational for me.
Yeah, I feel like Petit Bateau is like a fancy, usually known as a fancy child's brand.
Yeah, I had no idea that they made adult pajamas. In fact, yeah. I can't even find them when I Google Petit Bateau pajamas.
Oh, interesting. Well, this listener is in London, so maybe they are only on that side of the pond.
Do you have access, listener in London, to pajamas that we do not hear in the United States of America? Is that what we're finding out?
We know they have access to advent calendars that we do not.
We do know this? I don't know this.
Oh, yes, we do know this.
So this is like a hot issue, like a hot dividing issue amongst us?
I mean, this is a real sidebar, but the whole like new trend of like beauty advent calendars, etc., started in the UK. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of like Yankee Candle Company makes an advent calendar that is only available in the UK.
Excuse you.
Exactly. There's a million examples like this. Wow. It is a travesty.
Wow.
I know.
I am offended.
Yeah, well, you should be.
Okay, so well, now I can't get these PJs, but maybe for our European or our British listeners who no longer are part of the European Union, I believe. I got to get up on my world news, but I think you're Brexiting still. I should not talk about Brexit on this podcast. but listen, if you're across the pond, maybe delightful cotton French PJs are accessible to you. They sound lovely.
They do. They sound great.
Your turn, Dory.
All right. Hi, friends. I was listening into your pajama review this morning and had to write an email to recommend my new favorite pajamas, Lake. They come in long, short, and short, long sets and are so soft and cozy, but not in a flannel or cheap jersey kind of way. They are a splurge, but so comfy. So I believe that means long sleeve, long pants, short sleeve, long pants, long sleeve, short pants, and short sleeve, long pants. No. She said short, long twice. Maybe she meant short, short. Short, short. I bet she meant short, short. And she said short, long twice. But yes, it does seem like a riddle.
These peaches are very cute. I'm perusing them. And they're cute. And they come in kind of like neutral. I almost want to say like waspy colors.
Okay.
But we're veering into the hundreds of dollars for a set. It looks like $104, $144 for a Pima weekend bundle in Lily, a short and a t-shirt set. So that's getting up there.
They are cute.
I've not heard of this brand.
I have not either.
But don't you feel like in the last like 3 years, lots of just like niche pajama brands have popped up?
Yes, I do.
Why didn't we start a pajama company is the question I have for us off the air.
I feel like we missed the boat on a lot of things, Kate. But you know what we didn't miss the boat on? Self-care podcasting.
We didn't. We were like steering the boat.
We were. So let's pat ourselves on the back for that. Okay. We missed pajamas, but we got self-care podcasts.
Okay, fair. And you know what? I can't tell if this company makes, they might make, have you been advertised for a nap dress on Instagram? Have you been targeted for that?
You know, I haven't been targeted for that, but I mean, I know what a nap dress is. You know what I am being targeted for, like, incessantly now? I think because I clicked on one once, mm-hmm. are bralettes for busty women. My Facebook feed is like, every ad is like a different company that makes busty bralettes.
I'm also getting targeted for a busty lingerie company. And the woman who's modeling it is very sexy. Like every time I'm like, oh, yay, it's that woman again. I've never heard of the brand. It's
oh
like,
my gosh.
It's lingerie. It doesn't look functional, but it is hot.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Well then.
Okay. If anyone has any busty bralette recommendations for Dory, she is.
We're all ears. Yes, I am.
All right. So let's take our first break and then we'll come back with just a sea of more recommendations.
Okay.
Hold up.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started and then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, we're going to kick things off with a voicemail.
Hello, I just heard the episode about the pajamas and I had to call in about my favorite pair of new pajamas. I have an almost 8-week-old daughter and when I was pregnant, one of my friends sent me Everly gray pajamas. They come in a newborn set, so there's a pair for babies and mother, but they also have solo sets just for mom. They are the most comfortable pajamas I have ever worn, perfect for nursing or not. They're soft, lightweight. They don't taper. They wash well. They're so cozy, almost like butter. And I really look forward to getting into them every night to go to sleep, even though I'm still woken up every few hours to nurse our daughter. So anyway, just had to pass that along. I think they're sold at Nordstrom and a few other places, but you can also catch a good sale. So it's just one of the best gifts I've ever received. Thanks.
Oh,
you know, I want to just touch on pajamas as a gift. The first time I ever received them was when I was at my baby shower with my first kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like revelatory for me to get pajamas as a gift. I got them from my stepmom and I wore them. They were so comfortable. It was like I would never treat myself to something like that, but they were so nice and comfortable. And then now, like this year, I bought my stepmom and my sister-in-law pajamas for Christmas because I just think it's not like they're a nice gift. They're kind of an easy purchase if you know someone's general size.
Totally.
They might not be something someone would buy for themselves. So
that's such a good point. Gift.
Oh, thank you. Hmm. Okay. We received two recommendations for this brand, a brand I had never heard of. Recliner.
I had never heard of it either.
Okay, so one person said, responding to the pajama rec request, pre-pandemic, I was a Target girl or just like old tanks and boxers. Spending a lot on PJs just wasn't my thing, but I decided to splurge during stay at home and I got two recliner nighties, the night tee and the second skin nightie, and I'm obsessed. I slightly prefer the tee, but both are soft and luxurious feeling, and I want to try their PJs next. They cost way more than I'd normally spend on pajamas, $70 and up, but I think it's worth it. And then another listener said, pajama recommendation for you, Recliner NYC. They aren't cheap. They're the most comfortable lightweight pajamas I've ever worn. I have both the night tee dress and the pajama set, and both are amazing. The only pajamas I want to wear now.
Wow, that's quite an endorsement.
Never even heard of Recliner. Ooh, they're cute.
What's our price point here?
Ooh, well, hold on, because they have a tapered ankle. Uh-oh, I'm in. Okay.
Oh my
if
God.
I were to get this set, which they describe as like a power suit for your bed on their website, with the tapered ankle, with like a little, you know, like a joggery style, it's $115.
Okay, you said that very seductively.
Well, I'm in the mood because I'm looking at oh my gosh,
they these have are cute.
They are cute. They have one that's a newspaper print pattern.
Oh, I should get those for my friend. She Who works at a newspaper. How appropriate.
It's so cute. Look,
it's really cute.
At these fucking pants.
Wait, they have an iron-on sticker pack? You can like decorate your PJs?
Recliner, who are you? What are you? What is this? I don't see this sticker pack. Where's that?
It's on the
sticker pack.
Oh, there's like a two-tone. Cute. Do you see this two-tone one?
I see like sleep.
It's very something I wore in the 90s in a good way. All right, Recliner NYC.
Color us into it. Intrigued, Dory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. A double recommendation means you know something's up.
Totally. All right. Shall I take this next email?
Take
text,
it away.
I mean. Hi, Kate and Dory. In response to the listener who asked about pajama recommendations, I have been loving Uniqlo pajamas and loungewear. They're affordable and have a ton of variety, so it's easy to find a style you like. I see you, Kate, with a tapered leg so they don't ride up. I personally prefer cotton pajamas, and they have some super cute printed pajama sets and simple, comfy pants and shirts. Hope that helps. Well, well, well. Uniqlo.
Okay. That seems like probably going to be a reasonable price point, too.
Totally.
Thank you. I like it. All right. Here we go, Dory. Soma pajamas are the bomb. They are soft, stretchy. They have pockets, stretch, wash well. Also a vote for their underwear that doesn't budge. Has these great areas that kind of pleasantly stick to your bum so it doesn't shift. Big fan.
Okay. Great.
Really,
another wreck.
Articulated. Just like, I'm just going to hammer this out.
So totally.
Coat, good. I like it. Looks like they have a lot of bras too.
Oh, interesting. Bras or bralettes?
Oh, they have a whole category. Bralettes for busty babes.
Wow.
No, they don't. I made that up.
Have I not gotten served an ad for them?
JK, they do not have that. Oh, but they have like, okay, so these are the price point here is a little, we're coming in under $100, which, okay, we're still getting close to 100. Who knew PJs were so, it can be so expensive is a thing I'm learning.
I know.
Again, but I still sleep in a Dwight Evans, my favorite player of the Red Sox t-shirt that I got in fourth grade. So,
do you really?
Yes, I still have my favorite. Dwight Evans was my favorite Red Sox player, and I have my t-shirt. And it was, you know, it was like an extra, extra large adult size for me as a child. And sometimes I still sleep in it when I need a tea.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. One more voicemail.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Sarah from Kentucky. Had to pause the pod and call in about the user question about pajamas to wear to Dory's hotel. In addition to the J. Crew ones that the listener mentioned that are awesome, especially on sale, I have to give a shout out to the Cozabella Pima cotton pajamas. They're very classy. You can get them in a long sleeve with a pant, a long sleeve with a short, a halter kind of tank situation with a pant. And they all have like that really pretty piping trim that looks really classy and classic. They're especially great if you are a hot sleeper who also loves pajamas. That's me. I love a pajama, but I also don't like to sweat. And these are by far the absolute best pajamas I've ever bought. I have bought them in every color and style that I can find. I typically get them through Stitch Fix as an add-on item, which is really fun. They are spendy, but I am here to tell you they are 100% worth it, and they do come in plus sizes. Thanks. Love you guys so much, and stay safe and well.
Wow, this is a hot tip.
Cozabella.
So they are one of the brands that has been stalking me with their curvy bralettes.
I mean, shut up. Have they really?
Yes. I swear to God.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Well, I see that they're having a, they look like they're having a little sale on their website. So maybe they are, I mean, again, these are in the over 100 range. They are cute looking, I will say.
Yeah, I feel like Cozabella's stuff is cute.
I mean, as this listener said multiple times, they're classy pajamas. Right? They did use that word.
I think they did, yes.
Oh my God. Ultimate PJ pack, $200. Oh, but that's pants, shirt, and shorts. Okay, Cozabella. Well, listen, if Dory tries out their curvy bralette, maybe she'll get some PJs.
Maybe I will.
No pressure, Dory.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much.
All right, let's take another break, and then we're going to come back with a question and a suggestion.
All right, BRB.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right. This is a question after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, this seems like the only place for this question. How often do you change the pajamas you're wearing? Trying to minimize my wardrobe and laundry. Do people rewear pajamas? How many sets gets you through 2 weeks? Okay.
Well, yes, take it away.
It has never occurred to me to wear a different pair of pajamas every night.
My God, me neither.
I wash my pajamas weekly.
I normally maybe go through 1 to 2 pairs a week.
Okay.
Because sometimes I have like a hot sweat night.
Yeah.
Or like last night I worked out, didn't shower, and got into my pajamas. So
I put them in the laundry
this morning, but I've been wearing them all week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do people wear different PJs every night?
Yeah. This question really blew my mind.
Yeah. I think it depends on you and your body. And, you know, I think you could get one set a week.
I totally agree. At most, 2.
Yeah. But hey, maybe somebody wears a different set every night.
Listeners, please weigh in.
Weigh in. What's your PJ rotation?
we need to know.
For some people, Dory, there's no PJs in the rotation.
That's true. Yep.
All right, because here's what this listener said, and they were not the only listener who suggested this. Hello, Cat and Door. In a recent podcast, a listener was looking for fancy PJs. For lounging, I like Target's line as well. Also for fancy ones, the listener should try Etsy. Nothing is as nice as bespoke pajamas, and me being plus size, high-end brands rarely carry my size. But for sleeping, I wanted to advocate for sleeping in the nude. I feel this is a taboo topic, or that us naked sleepers are seen as weird. But we're out here. As for logistics, I shower at night, change my sheets weekly, and have a robe for morning puttering around. There are studies and articles that sleeping without clothes is beneficial for everything from quality of sleep to vaginal health to intimacy with a partner. I'm not on Facebook anymore to poll the Forever 35 group, but I know I'm not the only one. Maybe y'all could try it as an intention?
Well, well, well.
So I... sometimes sleep naked, and I don't wear underwear to bed ever.
Interesting. With your pajamas, you don't wear underwear to bed.
Ugh, no.
Wow.
First of all, I mean, look, I can only speak to having a vagina, but you gotta let it breathe, baby.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And I also just find like underwear is confining, so it feels better without.
Wow. Okay. I always wear underwear to bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have slept naked. I mean, part of it for me is like, I like to sleep with my arms out of the covers and I just get cold.
Like it's kind of a more like practical reason why I don't always sleep.
Yeah, anything. That makes sense.
But I would. I'm not opposed to it. I have done it. Have you? Are you? Have you ever been a nude sleeper?
Not like as a thing. Like I will say, in my younger days, look, sometimes you know you would have sex with someone, then you just didn't want to get into pajamas.
Totally. I mean, that's just practical.
Yeah, but not like a. I deliberately do not sleep with pajamas on. Does that make sense?
Yes, for sure. But so. I think those people are out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And again, no judgment. This is really just a real personal preference situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And as this listener suggested, should we try naked sleeping as an intention? Because I put that as our activity of the week, Dory.
I know you did. I am probably not going to do that.
Partly because
it's winter and our bedroom is already kind of cold. And so I think I'm not going to do that. But I look forward to you doing it and hearing back about how it goes.
I will say that one reason I don't choose to sleep naked anymore is because here in California we have earthquakes and we can have them in the middle of the night and have to evacuate our homes.
That is such a good point, Kate.
So in the winter, especially like, and I've talked to my kids about this, if we had to run out of our house in the middle of the night, I want you to have like something on your, I mean, we all have like robes and our slippers under and everything, but like, I just want you to have something because we can run out of the house and it can be 40 degrees. And if you're naked, that's kind of cold. So in the wintertime, I'm less inclined. But I'm going to encourage anyone who wants to sleep differently. Maybe that's naked. Maybe
ooh,
that's
sleep differently.
Sleep differently for a night. See what it feels like. Take off your undies.
Okay.
Or do what you want. You know, no pressure here.
Totally.
All right. Well, Dor, this has been fun. This has been
this
fun.
This has
talking
been
about
really sleep. Fun. Listen, I hope everyone gets a good night's sleep.
That's the most important thing. You know what? That's the true intention. Get some rest and take care
yes,
of yourself.
Yes, please get some rest. And we will talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.